بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد.
We don't live in a spiritual culture. It's like a person selling toys. So if a person is selling toys and he controls the toys business throughout the country, he has warehouses, he imports, all the toys are supplied by him, and then there is another person who supplies jackets, so he controls the whole jacket market. So you have person A who controls the toys market and you have the other who controls the jacket market. So the children of the person who is supplying toy market, they will grow up in that environment. So when you talk about toys, they will know everything. You understand what I'm saying? How to import it, where to import it from, where you can get cheap stuff, where you get expensive stuff. You have a 7-year-old child and you say, I want a toy for my 7-year-old girl. So he will say, take this, she'll like this. He will know everything about toys. But that same person, if you ask him, that I want to take a jacket for my 7-year-old daughter, can you guide me? He will say, no, I'm not really. I'm not into jackets, I'm into toys. You understand what I'm trying to say? So somebody who's always dealing with toys day and night will know everything about toys. But when you ask him about jackets, he doesn't know. And the same vice versa. The world we live in, from morning till evening, we're always dealing with material things. Material thing. When we wake up in the morning, we look at the breakfast. I want a good breakfast. So about breakfast, everybody knows everything. I like Weetabix, not cornflakes. No, I like cornflakes, not Weetabix. And then cornflakes of various types. This company, this flavor, that flavor. As soon as our gaze falls on somebody's jubba, because we know about jubbas. Oh, I like this design. I like this. And we are not into the other side, the spiritual side. So when we see somebody performing a very beautiful and nice salat, because salat has also design. One is Allahu Akbar, Sami Allahu Akbar, fast. And the other one is performing salat according to sunnah. That will not attract us. So when we go into a masjid, the material aspects will attract us. Majority of us who go into Haram Sharif, what attracts us there? Oh, look at the pillar. Oh, look at the marble. Oh, look at the chandelier. That's what we look at when we are in Masjid Nabawi. Because our minds are material. And when pious people go into Haram Sharif, they see the spiritual things. They see the spiritual things. Oh, look at his salat. Oh, look at his tawaf, mashallah. I've been seeing this person from after Fajr, it's 10 a.m. and he's been performing tawaf all the while. And we won't even know. We won't even know that this person is performing tawaf in front of me from Fajr till... Because our minds are not spiritual, our minds are material. What am I trying to say? I am trying to say that because our minds are material, we cannot understand the value of what we are doing in the madrasa. That is what I am saying. These three boys who are becoming ulama. They are becoming ulama. They've already started. They've already embarked on the course of becoming ulama. How fortunate they are. How fortunate that they are going to school and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted them the tawfiq. And they were able to resolve, they have other dozens of friends maybe, if not dozens, at least there are dozens of young people like them in Bolton. Rather hundreds of their age. And from amongst them, only a handful, maybe 3 in this madrasa, 3-4 in another madrasa, handful. So, they should be very, very happy. They should be happy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen them. And similar is the case with all of you who are becoming huffaz. You are memorizing the glorious Quran. It's not something very, it's not a small achievement. It's a very big achievement. Very big achievement. Allah gives this ne'mat to those people He loves. So Allah loves you. Allah loves you. If we sit down on the dastarkhan for food, and if Maulana Safwan Sahib has brought something special for me only, giving an example, that everybody is having barbecue, and they all having desserts and ice creams and whatever, and Maulana brings something specially made for me only, 4 pieces of a special cake made for me only, that this is special for you. I will have one, I will have a second one, and it will be my desire to offer 1 piece at least to somebody else. Who will I offer it to? The person I love. I will choose him first. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to instill the whole Quran into somebody's heart, that means Allah is giving that person the Quran. Who will He choose? He will choose those people who He loves. Last year, I think it was last year in the annual ladies conference, we gave a lady an opportunity to complete her Quran. She is from London. One of our graduates, Maulana Abrar, she is related to Mufti Sahib also. So they just phoned me to inform me that the lady, she is a mother of 4 or 5 children. So whilst bringing up the children, a normal housewife, you know how much your mother has to do during the day, everything. Whilst being a housewife, she completed the glorious Quran in 6 months. She memorized the whole Quran in 6 months. So they phoned me when she had reached the 25th juz or something, and they said that she has completed this in 5 months and she is due to complete the Quran soon. So please pray for her and try to come home so that she can complete the Quran and we want to give da'wat. So I said, she has completed the Quran she has completed so many juz in 5 months. So I said, the conference is not far away. If she is able to complete it before that, then inshallah we will want her to complete the Quran in our ladies' conference. So that the ladies can witness the miracle of the Quran. So after that, many ladies contacted me that inshallah we will connect ourselves to the Quran. Some ladies contacted me by text. I don't know the ladies who, but jazakallah, and we will inshallah. And many ladies contacted me to say that we have also studied Hifz of the Quran. Because if she can do it as a housewife, why can't I? So I know a lady who is somewhat connected to me, so she is spiritually, so she said that I am embarking on memorizing the Quran, please make dua for me. And she has started just before Ramadan. Just before Ramadan, so not long ago. And she started from the 30th juz. And the last text I received from her about 2 weeks ago, she said that I am starting the 19th juz. Housewife. 19th juz. You understand? And the husband was complaining to me, he was saying that because he is also my murid, so they ask for mashwara, that she is reluctant to go to my in-laws, to her parents. Before she was very eager to, now she is not very eager. So I don't know if there is a problem, because my in-laws are thinking I'm not sending her, and she says, no, don't, I don't want to go. And she says, don't tell my parents that I'm saying no. So when she texted me, I texted her back saying that I have come to know that you are not going to your parents. Is everything okay? So she said, yes, everything is okay, but when I go to my parents, I cannot learn my Quran. So that's why I have told my husband not to take me there frequently, because I want to complete the Quran quickly. It is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The point I would like to emphasize to all of you is that when I say you should feel proud of yourself, I don't mean you should become arrogant and haughty. No, proud means you should feel happy that Alhamdulillah, I don't have a Mercedes, I don't have a Rolls Royce, I don't have a Lexus, I don't have a big home of my own. If I do have a big home, it's my father's, not mine. I don't have anything, but Alhamdulillah, Allah has given me 10 juz from the Quran. Allah has given me 5 juz from the Quran. Allah has put me on that path where inshallah after 6 years I will be able to understand the Quran myself and I will be explaining it to people inshallah. It's something to be proud of. It's something to be happy about. It's an asset that nobody else has. This is what I'm trying to emphasize. And with this, the second point I'm trying to emphasize is that when you think from this perspective, then madrasa will not become a burden. When Mohana Safwan's father used to run a shop in Manchester, and he had to go wake up early in the morning and go to the shop. So physically it was burdensome, but not mentally. Physically it was burdensome to wake up 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning and to drive to Bolton. It's physically burdensome. But mentally it's happiness that I'm going because I'm earning halal risk. Allah will give me so much money at the end of the week. That is how a student should be. That physically you may feel burdened because you wake up in the morning 7 o'clock, 7:30, you learn your sabak, you go to school, you sleep late at night because you've done your homework for the school. So when you come back again from school, you are tired at 4 o'clock and then you come to the madrasa. So physically it's burdensome, it's tiring. Like I haven't slept much on Friday, I haven't slept much last night. So physically I am burdensome, and Maulana Ahmad had told Maulana Safwan that he will not speak. But here I am speaking with you. He told Maulana Ahmad that this Maulana Ahmad, this, he will give gifts and go. The zeal is there, that Alhamdulillah, so many bright faces in front of me. Bright because bright with the noor of the Quran. So feel proud, feel happy. And physically you may feel burdened. But when you look at all the virtues, all the fadail that Allah has chosen you. ثُمَّ أَوْرَثْتَ الْكِتَابَ الَّذِينَ اسْتَفَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. Quran says Allah has chosen you. I'm not quoting a quote of a statement of a buzurg. That is very valuable for us as well. But Quran says ثُمَّ أَوْرَثْنَا الْكِتَابَ الَّذِينَ اسْتَفَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word istifa for anbiya and for the ulama. For the Huffaz, this word, chosen, special choice of Allah. Because these are the Warisin Anbiya. What is the name of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? One of his names is Mustafa, the special chosen one. And Allah uses the same word for us, those who acquire ilm. Summa awrathna kitab al-ladhina istafayna, istafa. So feel happy, don't feel burdened, work hard, and do something with your life. And those of you who are in HIFS class, I always tell those people in HIFS class that you work hard. Majority of the boys in HIFS class, Alhamdulillah, they are happy that they are becoming Huffaz. They have no intention of leaving the Huffaz, the HIFS. They want to complete it. But at their own pace, this is the problem. And majority of the Huffaz waste the whole year. So jokingly I say to them, then you're delaying your marriage for no reason. Because if you work hard, instead of completing your HIFS at the age of 16, you'll complete it at the age of 15. And if you complete your HIFS at the age of 16, you'll complete your Alim course at the age of 22. And if you finish at the age of 15, you'll complete your Alim course at the age of 21. So you'll be able to get married sooner. But that's just a joke. The reality is, why waste that 1 year? If you are able to learn 1.25 page every day, why learn only one? Just give yourself that little bit of push. We want students at the Al-Huda Academy to break records. So the students, those who begin, they should ask Maulana Safwan that who has completed the Quran in the shortest duration. And Maulana Safwan says that we have a student who has completed the whole Quran in 2 years. So your target should be to complete the Quran in 1.5 years. That is the quantity. And the quality, each person should have this zeal that inshallah when I complete the Quran, I will work hard during the completion of the Quran and also I will work hard after revision and I will take my revision to such a standard that I am able to complete the whole Quran in one gathering, one majlis. Begin in the morning and finish at night. We want to see both quality and quantity at Al Huda Academy. Inshallah. Today you are, when we look at you are kids. You are still young boys. But only Allah knows. Some of you could be sitting here and giving a lecture as a special invited guest. So don't feel inferior. Say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, choose me for your deen and use me for your deen. Choose me for your deen, use me for your deen. Make me the way you want to see me. Make me like Imam Bukhari, make me like Imam Muslim, make me like Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Zakariya, make me like Maulana Ilyas, make me like Shaykh Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi, make me a great alim, a great wali, who will look after himself, who will look after the whole ummah. Give me the ability and all the characteristics that a person requires to look after the whole ummah. You can do it. And thereafter, with dua, work hard as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you all, grant us all acceptance. May Allah keep us striving in acquiring ilm and practicing and propagating until we breathe our last. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to unite us here in Leicester, in Haramain Sharifain, over and over again to learn and teach each other, to give moral support to each other. And may Allah unite us all in Jannatul Firdaus forever and ever.